Wham Bam Eastbound Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Ah, yes, you have a reservation for 7 o'clock, indeed. Please follow me to the VIP room. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today on the menu, we will be featuring interviews from the rickshaw. Let me help you with your serviette. For appetizers, we will be starting off with Jeremy from Lana Luz and Cyrus from You Big Idiot and Die Job. This particular interview has been marinating since the McSabbath show last November. Then we have Ben Disaster of the Real Sickies for the main course. This was done at the green room of the rickshaw. And for dessert, the grand finale, the Bad Beats with Billy Hopeless. That's right, freshly plucked from East Van. This interview was done January 25th when the planets aligned. And wham bam, you have a full meal deal for $9.99. I know, whatever happened to those days? Now it's like $15.98 and the price doesn't even rhyme. Come on. All right, anyways, put your big baby bib on and enjoy. Garçon.
Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Jeremy.
My name is Cyrus. I play in a band called Die Job and a band called You Big Idiot, all on Kinda Cool Records here in East Vancouver, BC.
Yes, and tell me about your bandmates.
Oh, my bandmates? Oh, they're a bunch of very talented psychos. They never practiced. They never took guitar lessons. They got a lot of heart. And they're representing free thinking, anti-oppression, forward progression, but they're also a bunch of absolute idiots with dark senses of humor. And we get a lot of good times out of playing fast music and being imbeciles.
Okay, pick one of your songs and tell me about it.
A song that I want you to check out. It's off our debut album by Die Job. Check out the song Bombing San Francisco. It features Schaefer from You Big Idiot. Before we join forces, so it's collaborative effort, that's what it's all about. It's about, I guess, being misunderstood among people that have the same values as you, but you put your foot in your mouth and you say something messed up in the name of comedy, and suddenly you're like kind of alienated and you're just hanging out, which is kind of the story of my life.
Yeah.
my favorite menu. Okay, yesterday I had 2 McDoubles for lunch. So it was super healthy, super gross, super fast, but super good.
I like to actually go to the factory farm itself, and I jump in and I slit the throat of a cow and I drink the blood straight from the source, and then I throw on Mac Sabbath and I hail Satan. Oh, with a side of fries.
Can you do an evil laugh? That was Mick Sabbath with Pair of Buns. And you know who else likes to dress up?
We dress up in costumes every time. It's always weird. It's always different. Tonight we were cows.
You're cows.
And inevitably people always think, no matter what we do, that we dress like that all the time. So I think most people that saw us are like, oh, they're like a cow band.
Oh, okay.
But last week we did a hook. That's why my hair's like Rufio, if you get that reference at all. Steven Spielberg's underrated masterpiece.
Okay.
Still not as good as the goodies. Oh man, well this is one of the best bartenders in the city.
Yeah.
Over at the mighty Lanaluz. A venue that's been kicking ass and keeping it real for a long time.
14 years.
Wow,
14 yeah. years with Lanaluz been doing that there. Like it's crazy.
The
people, yeah. I'm actually gotta go to work right after this. Right after the soon as the Superstars are finished, I'm going to work because Lanaluz playing the show on Commercial Drive tonight.
Oh no way.
So yeah, I gotta bounce as soon as Superstars are over.
Okay, is Lanaluz playing like
The furniture, yeah, the furniture plan. Yeah, with they got new material. They just spent last week in the studio with the new album coming out.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah. That's a shameless plug for my boss because
yes,
like
you got it. Dude.
Yeah, oh for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But my middle name is Shameless.
Yeah, dude.
About you.
Is always bringing in some of the best bands the East Van has to offer and all over.
And tell me about your shirt.
This right here is the Mighty No Effects.
Yes.
They're, I guess, winding up before they wind down these days. Last couple shows happening. My good buddy Sam King from Get Dead and the Co-Defendants is actually on my record, Die Job album. And he's best friends with Fat Mike. So I think what Fat Mike's doing these days after No Effects is more Co-Defendant stuff. Don't quote me, but it's like hip-hop meets punk rock, Southern California, kind of crazy shit. I got my gang signs rolling, I'm still hanging out.
Well, Papa's got a brand new bag of powder just to keep it raw. Mama keeps a lookout for the whiskey shots of Johnny Law. To all my hooligans in this polluted room, my friend of time has finally come to show them how to run some through the dip. Catch a beating, catch a feeling, catch a kiss, catch a throw. Move it like a sweet keep it moving like DiCaprio. Behave your thug and show you the love it underground or above it. Everybody's gonna get that run away. We've all come here to burn this place to the ground. Yeah, fill up another cup, let's disrupt the function. If it's me or you, what's the sin, lies, what's the truth? Well, take color, it is not the function. We gotta get away. If it's me or you, what's the same nice person truth? Well, together, we disrupt the function. I gotta get away. I gotta get away. I gotta get away.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Woo.
Pull a Lance, and he is a real person. He is our local beloved blue-haired punk rocker with a mohawk, and you've probably seen him at a show. All right, next, we have an interview with Ben Disaster after the break. And if you love listening to punk rock, we have two shows dedicated here to punk on CJSF, and here's one of them.
Featuring weekly guests, Rad Radio brings you badass punk, street punk, ska, and oi tunes with a special focus on BC and Vancouver DIY bands. Join your host, Johnny Bones, every Thursday from 10 p.m. to midnight. Missed the show? Go to cjsf.ca for a podcast of the episode.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
Welcome, Ben, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please, introduce yourself.
I am Ben. I perform in the band Real Sickies.
The Real Sickies. And where are you from?
We're from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. All right, and tell me a little bit about your town.
Edmonton's great. It's cold. There's lots of fossils, which is really fun. So I go collecting. I hunt for fossils pretty much daily.
Oh, really?
It's got a good punk scene. You know, like every other town, the venues are closing here and there, but good food, good fossils, really good fossils.
Pick one of your songs and tell me about it.
Okay, well, we're talking about fossils. So we have a song off our upcoming album, which comes out in March, March 14th, and it's called Wild Imagination, and it's all about finding petrified wood. And, you know, when you take two pieces of petrified wood, you tap them together, they make really cool sounds. So I like the sounds and the smoothness and the shapes of them. So that's the song.
That is a song, but we'll have to wait till March to listen to it. So be sure to follow Real Sickies on social media. All right, so Mo, the owner of the rickshaw, popped in the green room, and I mentioned to Ben that Mo was my very first interview on the Wham Bam East Fan Show during the pandemic. And guess what? The Real Sickies have a song called Quarantined. Let's play that right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Bandmates. Well, Alex, I've known for a very long time. He used to do punks picnics and whatnot, and I would play acoustic, dumb anarcho punk songs with Alex. He also does. We both do college radio station in, or not station, but shows in Edmonton, the CJSR.
Yeah. CJSR, no way.
So Alex has Big A, Little A, and I have This Is Pop. So we do that.
I'm gonna totally tune in.
And Andrew, I met around a fire pit, and I was like, "Hey, I heard you're gonna be our new guitar player." And he's like, "I am." And I'm like, "Yeah, you are." And then he was. And so that's Andrew. Crispy, I've watched play in bands in Edmonton for a long time, and I was playing in a different band, Screaming Targets, with him. I had to leave that band because Real Sickies started touring quite a bit. Rob, who kind of he asked me to join Real Sickies. He was leaving, and so I was like, well, I'm going to get Crispy to join because I want to keep going, and I want to keep making music with Crispy. So he's there, and George is our most recent bass player of the year now. He signed on right before we recorded our upcoming album, and we've known George for a long time too. He's been in a lot of bands, and yeah, as our band members.
Amazing. Okay, so the Real Sickies, where did that name come from? Like, who was really sick, or like, have you been very sick? Did anyone get COVID?
I mean, we all got COVID. I think, we got COVID bad. But, so Rob Lawless and his partner, Sarah, now they're married. I believe Sarah came up with the name. And then Rob kind of asked me to join. And I was pretty hesitant, not gonna lie. But then we started writing more songs, and I started investing myself more and more into it. And I just kind of watched things grow, and started feeling really well. There's been a few times where the rug kind of felt like, I feel like bands just dissipate really fast. And I think the goal was to not ever allow it to dissipate. And so I decided, maybe against my better judgment, to keep it going, but I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where the name came from. And then, you know, and DDT did a job on me. So,
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, and then also you just gave me a patch. Who did the logo?
I'm trying to think on that one. Mike Peters he would have done the skull. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't even know if that patch is the Cool Club logo or not. But when we did the Cool Club, I really wanted to have like a Mickey Mouse Club. So we added ears. Obviously, from growing up and having MTV and seeing Some Things Never Fall and putting in the VHS tape really, really fast and hitting record and being like, oh, yeah.
No way.
And so I was in a band called the Transylvanians at the time. I was, I think, 14 or something. And I had a Transylvanian written down my leather jacket arm.
No.
And the drummer of that band kept telling everyone, he's like, that Ben's going to be in Black Halos. He's going on tour with Black Halos. And like, this was not happening when we were 14 years old. I was not. I just dyed my hair black and I loved the Black Halos. And a few bands like Dance Floor Disasters and Let's Dance would have played with Black Halos in Edmonton years ago. And then we did Real Sickies and Black Halos did a small Western Canadian tour sometime last year or something. And I don't know, Billy's just been like a genuine supporter of punk rock. And so he, you know, appreciates the roots of it. So yeah, that's kind of how I know him. Oh, anyhow, like he'll send me really nice birthday messages every year. He'll sing a song. He probably does that for everyone, but yeah, it's just really great, you know?
How many of you have had me sing happy birthday to you on your social media? Well, tonight, I've got two people here that are having birthdays. David Frock and Maureen Fielding. So, come on, we all gonna do this. It's not just me, it's about us. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Maureen and David Frock. Happy birthday to you. This one's for the birthday kids.
and then being in radio, yeah. I'm sure that you know, for community radio, we love to push female artists. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me any Edmonton female artists off the top of your head?
Yeah, so Sister Susie is a great one that we love playing with. T-Taws were another great Edmonton punk band. Homewreckers are a good Edmonton punk band. There's Bad Ham, which Andrew also plays in.
Compromise.
Tick tock, tick tock. And yes, we are running out of time. Dessert will be served shortly, featuring an interview with the Bad Beats. And we're going to stir it up with a little Billy Hopeless. And now it is time to bid you adieu. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, DJ Medi. And if you love punk or post-punk, check out the Blurred Crusade with Sir Todd McCluskey. All right, we'll catch you all next week and enjoy the last segment after the break. Ta-ta!
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourselves.
I am Derek McDonald, organ, vocals.
I am Adam, guitar.
Awesome. And tell me about your band.
We are the Bad Beats. We've been playing about for a little over 10 years. Three albums out on SoundFlat Records. And
a single coming out in May.
Yes. Tell me about your other bandmates.
They're not important, really.
Yeah, do we have to talk about that?
Yes!
Yeah. Okay. Cam's our singer.
Yeah.
He's the drummer.
Pass.
No.
And then Rob on bass.
And no, Tino on drums.
And Tino on drums.
That's the guy's name, Tino.
Okay, excellent. And then I was asking you earlier about what is your favorite Bad Beats song?
Well, I'll have to say Get Loose, which is the title track on our new record. Just for purely selfish reasons, as it's basically the first thing, a song born from the first thing I've sat down at organ for the last 15 years and noodled around, and finally made its way onto a record, so it's kind of nice.
Time with the people who walk on air. You're gonna find me there.
What You're Trying to Say is probably my favorite song. There's no guitar solo. It's three chords over and over and over again. Very easy to play.
I gotta say, they look way cooler than they did when I first met them.
Yeah, we used to wear all white, and then Billy told us.
Said, you gotta look like Garage Band, like Question Mark from the Studio.
How do you know Billy?
I went on tour with Billy in 2004 across Canada, and back through the States, and that's how we know each other. And then we played in the Benitos together.
Yeah, we've had a long-running friendship.
Oh, yeah. Benitos, yes. Yeah. We'll be right back. Beats, the name, how did that come about? Because you did some good beats out there. So is it like, did the name come from like, oh, it's bad that it's so good?
No, it's a poker term. I think it means, I think if you have a hand that is almost impossible to lose with, but you lose with it, is a bad beat. I think.
I heard that they went to Sunrise Market and they're buying some beets. And, you know, sometimes you got to pick through stuff at Sunrise, even though it's cheap. And they really got some bad beets. And now it's, you know.
Can he actually finish the interview? Because he's, I like his answer.
I know,
it's
awesome. I know. So do you
that
like,
is a big concern.
Do you like beets? Do you like, no, you don't like the red beets?
I. They stain. It's too good of a dye. And I'm kind of messy.
Back in the day, man, we used to go to like McDonald's on Gander Street. We didn't have no pumpkin color. We used to take beets and they'd dye our hair red, you know, in the bathroom of McDonald's on Gander Street, man. That's how core we were.
That's how hardcore you are. Okay, awesome. Okay, and tell everyone what you got for your Christmas present.
A penis puff.
Yeah.
It's not mine, baby.
It's not mine. Yeah, I haven't opened the box. I suppose it does.
Oh, you did open it.
Yeah.
The
person I got it from, he's like, I've had this for 30 years. I'm like,
it's like Tom Waits said, you know, huge pouring. Well, how huge?
Thanks, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Band Show. Wham Bam, not too fast, too fast.
Wham bam! You say wham bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Alright.
East
Bam.
East Bam,
you ready?
Wig wham.
Okay. Wham bam.
Do 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 do.